it like being, you know, a young student who also is right wing on campus?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't claim any sort of victimhood. I certainly wasn't represented by my professors. My views certainly weren't represented by other students. I mean, they've gone through this system of schooling that is entirely from one side of the political spectrum, taught entirely from a left-wing feminist, I'd even say cultural Marxist viewpoint. So it's certainly, you're put into a position where you're always going to be disagreeing with people, which I thought was a fantastic thing, and I think it's something that made me more articulate, better arguments, and a better view of the world, because I always had my ideas challenged where it was the path of most resistance for me, which meant I had to become good at making arguments, which meant I had to think a lot about what I was saying because I was going to be challenged constantly. I felt, I almost feel bad for some of my left-wing friends because it's kind of difficult to really see the world from a more nuanced perspective, given one viewpoint. When you've had no resistance to your viewpoint, you're not going to be a very nuanced person, which is why a lot of students become so extremist, become so radical, become so closed-minded to different ideas because they've had no resistance. They haven't seen these different opinions before. And it's sad. I'd much rather constantly be challenged than constantly be coddled.